Now, hopefully, the next guest has loads to say. Sinead Murphy from the Northside Partnership. Sinead, welcome back to Northside Today.
And thanks for having me back, Tony.
The reason I asked you to come in is because your latest newsletter is out and there is absolutely loads in it. So we'll try and fit everything in the next 20 minutes or so. So away with you.
That's right, Tony. Our latest newsletter is certainly chock-a-block with a lot of exciting events that we have coming up for people living in northeast Dublin. The main thing on our minds in Northside Partnership at the moment is our Northside Voices event, which is going to take place next Wednesday, the 9th of November, in Parnell's GAA Club in Coolock Village. The event will take place between 5:30 and 8 o'clock that evening, and it's a key part of our 25th anniversary celebrations. What will be happening at the event is 15 speakers are going to stand up and give a TED-style talk about their ideas to make Dublin's Northside a better place to live, to work, to run a business, to raise a family. And I suppose we have a very diverse bunch of speakers that have a very wide range of ideas. We have everything from students that are going to talk about how we can increase progression rates to third level education in areas like Dublin 17, where we know that that is very low. We're also going to have fabulous young people talking about how mental health awareness can be increased and what we can do to kind of promote mental health awareness. We have community groups talking about how communities can get involved in residence groups and look after each other a little bit better. We have actors talking about supporting creativity in the community. We have a filmmaker who's going to talk about how we can get more films made on Dublin's North Side. So really, as you can see, it's a very diverse and interesting group of people.
Yeah, and I did about in 2, maybe 3 weeks ago at this stage, I know we had Philly McMahon, the Dublin footballer, on here, and Philly has made a huge point of, I think at this stage he's running 3 different businesses. He's certainly running 2 of them that I know of, and I think there's possibly a third one. But he really has accentuated the point about that he grew up in Ballymun, he's from Ballymun, and that's where his businesses are based, in Ballymun. And you know, while he's making a living out of his businesses, he feels, and I think it's by accident really, I don't think he set out to do it this way, but he's actually giving back into the community as well, along with making a living himself in the area. So, you know, there are opportunities there for entrepreneurs and for people who want to start up a business. And I suppose the other side of it as well, Sinead, if you're from an area, be it Raheny, Clontarf, Coolock, whatever, if you're starting a business in the area that you know best, well, you're off to a better start than if you're going into an area that you're not familiar with.
Exactly, Tony. And I suppose supporting business on the North Side is just one of the many ideas that are going to be explored through Northside Voices. We have Ian Barrett from Walls Construction, who's actually going to give a very interesting perspective on that. They're a construction company that are very proud of their Northside roots. Were established here 60 years ago and used the Northside as a base. They actually built the building where the event is going to be held, the new function suite in Parnell's GAA Club.
Yeah, and of course that would mean then that they would have a direct link to a lot of the buildings in the area. And as you say, I mean, PJ Walls is huge, I mean, and it's one of the probably the best known developers and builders in Ireland. But to have them in the area, and again, as you say, so proud of their roots and their connection to the area.
Exactly. So they're very much about their Northside connections, but they're also a Northside business that's spread all over the world. They have huge success, you know, so I think that's an interesting perspective that a company can talk about what it takes not only to just run a successful business on the Northside, but to use the Northside as a base to, you know, take over the world.
Yeah, and of course the other thing about it, like, which has to be borne in mind, if you're going down that entrepreneurial or that business route, it's a no-brainer. You've got Clonshock here beside you, and you've Dublin Airport just up the road. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You have literally, you have so many advantages by staying in this area and opening your businesses here. It's when you think about it, it is an all-brainer, really, isn't it?
It certainly is. But we also have other speakers that have things to say about the public transport in the area. One example of them is Jessica Kaganda. She's a nurse that moved to Ireland 8 years ago. She's originally from Uganda, where she trained as a nurse. And after arriving in Ireland, she wasn't able to practice as a nurse, so she returned to education. She's also a lone parent. So as a student and a lone parent on a low budget with no family connections and no car. Jessica has quite an interesting perspective on public transport in the area, which is, yes, you live very close to the airport on Dublin's north side, but if you want to get to the airport by public transport and you live in Clongriffin, you need to get a bus into the city centre and a bus out to Dublin Airport.
Oh, yeah. Logic. And of course, again, and I know it's something that's close to everybody's heart on the north side of the city, we're probably one of the only airports, certainly in that I know of in Europe, with no rail link to the airport. It's crying out for it, isn't it, really?
It's crazy, and I suppose Jessica's point kind of highlights another issue with our public transport system, which is it's very much focused on getting into the city centre, but if you want to, you know, travel throughout the north side by public transport without going to the city centre, that can prove quite difficult. And I suppose these are the voices that we wanted to gather for this event, was the different perspectives and issues that you hear when you get Northsiders talking together. And that's why we put a very wide call out for submissions to take part in this event, because we wanted to hear the many different perspectives that people have on living on the north side. And
I have no doubt, Sinead, you are going to be there with pen and paper taking notes, and you don't know where you will come across something in this launch that will give you the next project that you're moving on to, because this is how it happens, from people interacting and talking.
Exactly.
You know, that you can see where the gaps are, and then the Northside Partnership can put a programme in place where possible to fill those gaps.
Yes, and we definitely see a lot of ideas in there already. We've ideas around that people need to volunteer more to give back to their communities, things that can be supported by organisations like ourselves. So we're very much looking forward to hearing the ideas that people have to share at the event.
Okay, moving along, what next would you like to discuss?
Well, one thing that's coming up quite soon is we have a Triple P positive parenting course that's beginning next Wednesday, 9th of November as well, in the morning. It'll start at 9:30 a.m. in our head offices in Bunratty Drive. So Triple P is a parenting programme that helps to reduce stress for parents and help them to feel more confident in their parenting. And obviously the knock-on effects are better behaved, happier children.
Am I right in thinking, Sinead, that this is something that we have spoken about before on Northside Today? And if I'm right in that assumption, am I also right in thinking that the initial one that you ran, that was ran by the Northside Partnership, has actually been taken as a template and is now being rolled out all over the country?
You have a very good memory, Tony. We have indeed discussed this previously. Triple P is part of a suite of supports provided for parents in Dublin 5 and 17 by our Preparing for Life programme. So our team would have been in here with you discussing research on an 8-year random control trial research project, which followed 200 parents that took part in Preparing for Life. Those parents received not just Triple P, but also a home visiting programme where they received monthly visits. So Triple P, it didn't stand alone in those research results. But what we did see was that parents that had received the home visiting and Triple P parenting courses, that the children had a reduced likelihood of experiencing behavioural problems, and there were a whole range of health benefits and other benefits for the children, and they were better ready for school when they arrived in primary infants or in junior infants in primary school. So this course is open to anybody. They don't have to do the home visiting. It's just the Triple P element of it. We're offering different levels of Triple P at the moment. So we have, over the past few weeks, we've run a number of seminars on topics like hassle-free shopping and good bedtime routine, that kind of stuff, for a parent that might have a specific issue that they want to get a little bit of help on. But what's coming up next week is a more intensive overview. It's an 8-week course, and it's for parents that would really like that kind of extra level of support in terms of dealing with parenting issues that arise.
Yeah, I know from the interview that I conducted here with one of the parents who partook in the initial course, the follow-on results in relation to how the child in question performed in school were absolutely astounding. It was really something to behold. And, like, you know, it's nothing to be afraid of. It's not something to back away from. It's something that really parents, and particularly, I suppose, first-time parents and you know, single parents or whatever, but young people who find themselves in the parenthood role, they really should embrace it and apply for it. And if they want to sign up, Sinead, how so?
So if they want to sign up for this course, they can contact our Preparing for Life office on 01 877 1509, or they can email PPP@nspartnership.ie. Now, it's just, you raised a very valid point there, Donia, which is sometimes there can be stigma attached to attending parenting courses, and we cannot say enough that this is open to everybody. All parents can benefit from attending some of these courses at some point in their lives. It's not targeted in any area. It's open to anybody living in Dublin 3, 5, 17 and parts of Dublin 13 and Dublin 9, where Northside Partnership works. And if they were wondering if they're eligible, they can go to our website, northsidepartnership.ie. /where we work where we work, and that has a map which will show you the areas that you can, if you live in these areas, you'll be able to take part in the parenting course.
Yes, indeed, and I can't stress enough how impressed I am and was with that particular course, Sinead, because as I say, the benefits far outweigh the you know, the effort, and the effort is very little, because either way you have to parent your child anyway. But as you know quite well, Sinead, the people in your office have been monitoring the progress of the participants, and they have actually been able to show quite clearly in black and white, as part of the research that went along with the course, the absolute huge benefits involved in relation to that.
Yes. And I can't be stressed enough.
Okay, what else would you like to talk about? Because you have a big long list in front of you there, Sinead. And, you know, I like, we really and truly, we are kind of tight for time on it. But, you know, it's very important that people know what's out there for them, because the work of the Northside Partnership, anybody who has ever had any contact with them in any shape, make, way or form will know that they do unbelievable work. So, what else, Sinead, jumps off the page at you there?
Right, I think there's one other really big thing that we would like people to know is out there at the moment, and that's, as part of our community leadership hub, we're offering training for people interested in leadership in community organisations. So you don't have to be the CEO of a very well-resourced project to avail of this training. You can be somebody that wants to start a small group, a residents association, any kind of group in your community. If you want to set it up and run it, or you're already doing so and would like some support, we're offering training at the moment for people. So the next training that we have coming up is very important for any group. It's on resourcing your community group. So it's how to get the funds in to keep your group going.
Yeah, and that's a very important thing, Sinead, because it's something that in this line of work, you come across it regularly when you're dealing with organisations and talking to them, is, you know, the work that they had to put in initially in order to discover where their funding could be got. They didn't realise, maybe when they set up the organisation, that there was actually avenues that they could pursue in order to acquire funding. They just didn't know, you know. So this is vitally important.
Yes, and it's very easy to assume that people know where to go. With those of us that perhaps work in the more professional kind of not-for-profit organisations, you know, we're very familiar with the funding streams that we can pursue, but not everybody is aware of that. Some people are leading community organisations in a voluntary capacity in their own time, and they aren't necessarily familiar with funding streams. So we'll be bringing in a fundraising expert and grant writer, Maura McCarthy, who's going to talk about the funding streams that are out there, and also to tell people about, you know, what makes a good funding application. Some people don't know the do's and don'ts, the very basics that you need to be able to put into it, the reassurances you need to be able to give around governance and how you can manage the funds. She'll be covering all that kind of stuff, because there are a lot of common mistakes that are made by groups when they're making funding applications. But we're also going to look at alternative things, because like everything, technology has also changed the fundraising landscape. So there are now alternative avenues to get projects off the ground, like crowdfunding and other things like that. So we're also going to look at alternative and maybe kind of outside of the box fundraising ideas for organisations.
So anybody from a community organisation wishing to partake of that, Sinead, they should?
They should go to our website, northsidepartnership.ie, and under local development they'll find the Community Leadership Hub page. If they'd like to talk to somebody, however, they can just call 01 832 0995, and that's 832 0995, and ask to speak with Roisin Liston, who is our local development officer who's coordinating the programme.
And before you go, Sinead, anything else there that you'd like to talk about?
I think that's quite a lot.
It's quite a lot. It is quite a lot for people to take on.
We still have Healthy Food Made Easy courses running on an ongoing basis. All the usual kind of stuff is available if people want to have a look at our website and contact the programme teams individually.
Sinead Murphy from the Northside Partnership, thanks a million for coming in. It has been most, I would say, enlightening. Definitely, as always, interesting. And we would encourage people, particularly Sinead, I think we want to go back to that, excuse me, that parenting course. Anybody wishing to partake of that, apply sooner rather than later.
Yes, places are limited.
Places are limited. And that course, as most of the courses that you run, Sinead, they fill up very quickly. So don't be talking about it, get doing. Yep.
And they're entirely free.
So it doesn't come much cheaper than that. Sinead, thanks a million.
Thank you, Donny.